Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Paul's prayer for the church at Colossae is an example of what God desires to do in every believer's life. Although the Lord wants to hear about our physical and material concerns, those of us who are Christians should also bring our spiritual needs to Him, as the Apostle does in Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14. He prays for the knowledge of God's will. In order to understand what God desires for us, we need spiritual wisdom and insight, which come from His Word, the Bible, and from His Spirit. Paul prays for a walk worthy of the Lord. This includes a desire to please God in every area of life, to bear lasting spiritual fruit in all we do, and to grow in our knowledge of Him through His Word. Paul prays for strength to be steadfast and patient. The Christian life is a marathon, not a sprint. We need God's mighty power in order to persevere to the end. And Paul prays for gratitude for salvation. We should never forget that we have been rescued from sin and darkness and transferred to Christ's kingdom. Praying God's word back to Him is truly effective because our Heavenly Father promises to hear and answer requests made according to His will.